it requires the administration to carry out the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with only, that's only, the $549 billion set forth in the President's budget for defense spending, without the additional $159 billion the President has asked for the sake of the so-called emergency war, which now stretches on to 9 years in one case and 7 years in the other. My view is that $549 billion is enough for these wars or any other wars the President plans to engage in.
He said 90% of the money would go back to taxpayers.
With the money that is being saved by the Wars Making You Poor Act, we can give $35,000 of every American's income, we can make that tax-free, and $70,000 for married couples.
The rest, he said, would go towards shrinking the federal debt. During his speech, Grayson pointed to a colorful pie chart comparing the U.S.'s military spending to that of other countries. He said there were some striking discrepancies.
The U.S. military spending is as much as the entire rest of the world combined. As much as the entire rest of the world combined. And in fact, the ones who come in second are our NATO allies in Europe, who I don't expect to be attacking us anytime soon. Beyond that, you have to go all the way down to China to get to any country that is conceivably ever going to be a military enemy, and we outspend China by over 5-1. Beyond that, we get into our allies in East Asia and Australia, and you have to go all the way down to Russia, whom we outspend by almost 10-1, before you get to any country that could conceivably be a military opponent. Why is this necessary?
But the congressman stopped short of saying the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan need to end.
We're not saying he has to stop the war. We're not giving a cutoff date for the war. We're simply saying you need to fund that out of the base budget of $549 billion, and we take 90% of that money and give it back to the American people.